Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
Today is our psychology unit. We're going to talk about the mind and how we think and things we're scared of and all that sort of stuff. But today we're going to be talking about something called phone phobia, okay? That means the phone is kind of scary to us. We just don't want to talk on the phone. We see the phone and we get really scared of it. And if the phone starts ringing, we scream, "Oh no, the phone's ringing. It's going to attack me." Some people might have this fear of the phone. Maybe I used to have that fear. I don't know. But actually, I like talking on the phone nowadays because I can maybe do my best to try to turn it into a crank phone call and see if I can bait the other person on the other end of the line until they can't take it anymore and they say goodbye, especially if it's somebody calling about auto insurance or something like that. I just love to bait those people until they finally give up. But that's just me. How about you?
I grew up in a family that was quite large. There were 8 kids, and no one would answer the phone. So the phone would ring at our house quite often because there were a lot of us. And unless my father was home, nobody would pick up the phone. It's not like we didn't want to talk on the phone. We just didn't want to answer it and have to go get somebody. And, you know, so you would often hear in my house growing up, "Someone get the phone! Someone answer the phone!" But my dad, it would make him crazy because he would always answer. So when my dad would come home from work, you know, around 6:30, then he would be there to answer the phone for all of us.
It's kind of interesting, though. Some of our listeners may not know what we're talking about, answering the phone, because everybody has their own phone nowadays.
Yeah, true.
Back in the old days, though, for people who are really, really old, they used to just have one phone in their house, so people had to sort of figure out who was going to answer the phone and stuff like that.
It's the family line, right?
And, you know, if you wanted to call someone, you had to wait for them to come home or wait for them to be where they were going to be, whether it's school or work. You couldn't call their mobile phone or their smartphone. That's kind of an interesting way to go about things, but that's the way it used to be. And I think a lot of houses still have the traditional landline phones. They do serve a purpose to some degree, although some people may not have them at all.
My baby sister, they don't have a landline.
Okay.
So she doesn't answer her phone, so it's hard to get a hold of her. I have to text her and say, "Heather, I'm calling in 10 minutes. Pick up your phone." My brother-in-law will answer his, but yeah, I'm finding more and more people who disconnect the landline, so they're just using their smartphones.
And they like texting, too,
because
you don't have to deal with someone if you don't want to. You can just read their text and respond when you're good and ready.
Yeah, it's also good for people who use their voices a lot. Sometimes I don't want to talk on the phone because my voice is tired and I need to record the next day, so texting helps.
And no one leaves voice messages anymore either. Everyone sends text messages. But that's kind of related to what we're saying, but we're actually talking about phone phobia, actually talking on the telephone with somebody. And some people are kind of afraid of that. So let's find out what this is all about in today's unit on psychology. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson right now. You're catching up with an old friend via Facebook Messenger, and she's filling you in on her life. You eagerly read the next message, and it says, "I'm too lazy to type, let me call you." Immediately, your stomach twists into a tight knot, and before you can come up with an excuse for her not to call, your phone rings. You're perfectly fine holding a conversation in person or via text, but on the phone, even a 5-second chat can have you stuttering. Speaking on the phone may seem like the norm, but for people with telephone phobia, it can be a nightmare. Calling to make an appointment or answering unexpected phone calls can make them feel uneasy. It's not simply a preference for written communication, but an actual fear of phone conversations. This interaction causes so much distress that they go to great lengths to avoid picking up the phone. Phone anxiety can develop from past negative experiences with phone calls. For example, sufferers may have received some bad news over the phone. In addition, the absence of nonverbal cues in a conversation can be daunting. people are not sure how they're being perceived. Furthermore, they may be worried about appearing unintelligent or having to deal with awkward silences. Although today's technology allows us to communicate in many different ways, there will always be a situation that requires you to make a call. The good news is that there are several ways to overcome this aversion to the telephone. The first step is to figure out what is making you anxious. Then take gradual steps to address this fear. If talking to a stranger over the phone causes your palms to sweat, start by talking to a close friend. You can also plan out what you'd like to say before you dial. Finally, as with everything else in life, practice makes perfect.
Okay, guys, it's our psychology unit, which means we're studying the mind, the human mind, how it works, and how it affects our behavior in certain situations. So we're talking about the terrifying telephone. If something's terrifying, it's really, really scary. So terrifying is a more extreme degree than just scary. Terrifying. You're catching up with an old friend via Facebook Messenger, and she's filling you in on her life. This is the scenario that we're setting up here. If you catch up with a friend, it just means you haven't seen each other for a while or haven't been in touch. And so you both share details of what's been going on with your life lately. So you feel like you know what's happened up until the current point where you're catching up. So we use that a lot. Oh, I haven't seen John for about 2 years. I need to catch up with this guy and see what's going on. And if you fill someone in on something, it just means they give you information that you didn't have before. You could have a coworker who fills you in on what happened at a meeting that you missed, or a friend can fill you in on some exciting news that she has.
Yes, give me that information. Fill me in on that gossip. So you're catching up with your old friend. You're on Facebook Messenger. There are other texting programs like Line or WhatsApp and stuff like that. People seem to prefer that type of communication. You eagerly read the next message, and it says, I'm too lazy to type. Let me call you. This can happen sometimes, especially when I'm texting people. I'm just totally appalled or surprised at how slow people type, even if they're texting with their thumbs and stuff like that. I send a message, and then I'm sitting there waiting and waiting. Somebody so-and-so is typing. It's like, this is so stupid. Why do people want to communicate this way? Let's just pick up the phone and talk using spoken language. We can convey our ideas much faster that way. So people actually like to type, but in this particular case, I'm too lazy to type. I'm sick of tapping on the screen. I'm just going to call you. I'm going to give you a phone call.
Yeah, I did this just recently. I was texting with my friend who was living in D.C. in the U.S., and we were going to go on a trip to Paris together, and we were texting. Finally, I just said, just give me your number. And I just called her because it's faster. And now we just talk. We don't text. So actually, the phone can be really great. But we're talking about this phobia where people are actually afraid to talk on the phone. So here's a reaction from someone who might be afraid or have this telephone phobia. When you get that call immediately, or you get that text saying, hey, I'm just going to call you, immediately your stomach twists into a tight knot. We often talk about our stomach hurting when we're nervous or scared. It actually does affect your stomach, but it feels like your stomach is twisting or twisted into a tight knot. It doesn't actually do that. If you twist, though, you bend or curl a shape. So it actually feels like something's going on in your stomach when you're frightened. A knot, we tie knots in different things. If you have a rope, you're going to tie a knot. Sometimes if I put my hair up in a ponytail, I'll use a knot to tie it. So it's just a way to fasten something by looping a piece of string or rope together and then tightening it.
Yeah, if you're a fisherman, of course, you need to know lots of knots for the rope and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But in this particular case, your stomach is just kind of all tense and tight, and it twists into a tight knot because you're really nervous. And before you can come up with an excuse for her not to call, your phone rings. So you want to text your friend back and say, well, it's not really a convenient time for me to talk. You know, I'm working, and if I have a conversation, people will hear me talking, and I'm not supposed to be on the phone now, so they'll no, I'm actually talking to somebody, so it's too late, okay? The phone already started ringing. You can't make that excuse. Well, you're perfectly fine holding a conversation in person or via text, but on the phone, even a 5-second chat can have you stuttering. So, yes, you're perfectly fine. It's okay to have a conversation face-to-face with somebody, a live conversation, a conversation in person. That's what in person is. You're not on the phone. You're actually there with the person in the same room. You can see them. You can smell them. You can touch them. It's a conversation in person. Or you're okay having a text conversation. But if it's on the phone, for some reason, it can cause you to stutter. To stutter means you can't really talk. Clearly, you keep stopping on your syllables. I'd like to give a demonstration of that, but I don't want to insult people who actually have this problem. They're probably bullied all the time, so I don't want to make them feel bad. But that's what stuttering is. You just can't get the words out, and you're kind of stuck on consonants, and you say the T many, many times. That's stuttering.
Anybody can stutter at any time, but that's an occasional thing. People who have a stuttering problem, though, do it almost with every sentence. So it's tough. So in the next paragraph, speaking on the phone may seem like the norm, something that is usually done. But for people with telephone phobia or that fear, it can be a nightmare. A nightmare is a bad dream that you have while you're sleeping. That's the literal definition. But a figurative definition is when you have a really bad situation and it's horrible. Sometimes we use it as a joke, though. You could say, yeah, I went out with that guy last night. Oh, my gosh. It was a nightmare. You know, so you're saying it was really not fun. It was pretty bad. But talking on the phone can be pretty scary for people with this phobia.
Phobia means a fear, so they have telephone phobia. And it can be a nightmare, a bad dream, etc. And calling to make an appointment or answering unexpected phone calls can make them feel uneasy. So, yes, they know they've got a toothache or something's wrong with their foot. They know they have to see the doctor, and they know they have to get on the phone and make that appointment. Or maybe a call comes in, it's an unexpected call, and they know they have to answer it to find out what it's all about. So these situations can make them feel nervous, can make them feel uneasy. Uneasy just means you're not comfortable, you don't really know what to think of a situation, you feel kind of awkward.
Yeah.
And so you want to make an appointment. Okay, an appointment, of course, is when you need to meet someone professionally, like a doctor's appointment or a dentist appointment. You wouldn't say, I'm going to make an appointment with someone to go see a movie. That would be a date or something like that. It's usually something like a professional, an appointment, especially with a doctor or a dentist.
Or a client that you do business with. You'll make an appointment to go see each other or set up a meeting. So it's not simply a preference for written communication. Sometimes I just prefer to text for the reasons that we've talked about earlier, but these folks with this phobia actually have a fear of having these phone conversations. This interaction causes so much distress that they'll go to great lengths to avoid picking up the phone. My family didn't have a phobia of the telephone. They just didn't want to, you know, pick up the phone and have to go get someone. That's just laziness. That's what that is. So the phone would keep ringing. If you talk about an interaction between people, it just means some sort of action that's going on between them. We'll often have interactions with our coworkers or our friends during the day. We have lots of interactions every day with lots of people, some we don't really know very well. But this interaction of having that phone conversation, that's an interaction. It causes these folks a lot of distress. It makes them uncomfortable. Sometimes it's terrifying to them. And so what they'll do is they'll do anything they can to avoid having to talk on the phone. So if you go to great lengths, that simply means you'll do whatever it takes to avoid something or to do something. Maybe you really want to be a singer and you want to be a star. So you'd go to great lengths to meet somebody who is the CEO of a record company. So go to great lengths means you'll do whatever it takes to achieve or avoid something.
Do anything you can to do something or to not do something, as you said. Okay, that brings us to the midway point of our explanation. It's time now to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们今天要看看打电话这件事情。首先呢，在前面的文章提供了你一个情境，本来用 Messenger 在跟朋友聊状况，突然对方要打电话给你。我们接着来看到第一个空格，它的后半句写着 Before you can blank one, an excuse for her not to call, your phone rings. 也就是在你怎么样，一个借口叫他不要打电话来，结果你的电话就响了。在 can 的后面，我们要放一个动词搭配 excuse， 我们可以选择 K 选项的 come up with。Come up with 有提出的意思，在你还能够来得及提出一个借口叫他别打电话，电话就响了。搭配文意，第一题的标准答案就选择 K come up with。第二个空格的句子提到 Speaking on the phone may seem like the blank too, but for people with telephone phobia, it can be a nightmare. 对这些呢有这个电话恐惧症的人来讲，这真是一个噩梦啊。虽然呢我们会觉得讲电话应该是一个怎么样子的事呢？第二题搭配文意，可以选择 A 选项 norm。norm 本来指的是一种标准规范，在这里延伸出来就是一个很正常的行为。打电话很常见啊，可是对这些有 telephone phobia 的人可是噩梦一场。搭配文意，第二题标准答案选择 A norm。接着第三个空格 It's not simply a and blank three for written communication。在这里提到呢，其实怕讲电话的人呢，并不仅只是对于 written communication 的怎么样。Written communication 代表着是用手用文字的一种沟通方式。我们有没有注意到这里有个介系词 for 呢？我们要选择一个名词，可以搭配介系词 for。我们第三题可以选择 F 选项的 preference。Preference 代表是一种偏爱偏好，不喜欢打电话的人并不是因为他们比较偏好文字的沟通。第三题的正确答案我们就选择 F 选项的 preference。 第四个空格 This interaction causes so much blank for that they go to great lengths to avoid picking up the phone。讲到呢用电话来互动造成的是这么多的怎么样，以至于啊他们想要避免拾起电话讲话这件事情，可见这样子沟通是造成了很多的苦恼跟烦恼。搭配文意，第四题就选择 G 选项 distress， 正是有苦恼的意思。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back. Welcome back, guys. We're talking about telephone phobias that people have. So this can really affect people's lives to a great extent. Not so much as it used to, though, because now we can text. Before we had smartphones or even phones that allowed us to text, that was right before smartphones, right?You could avoid talking on the phone by sending a quick note, but before we could text on phones, you really did have to get on the phone and talk to people. So phone anxiety, that nervousness and anxiousness that comes from talking on the phone, can come from different places. Sometimes it develops because you've had really negative experiences in the past. I know when you were reading this, Tom, I thought of one time I had to make a phone call that was horrible. My roommate had been killed.In New York, and I had to call her family to tell them that she was gone. And that was a horrible experience. And I did find myself not wanting to get on the phone for a while because it just seemed like the phone was connected with sad things for me and having to tell people that she had passed away.
Somebody's got to make that phone call if those things happen. So that's an example of a negative experience. We're going to give you another example here. Sufferers, people who suffer from phone phobia, may have received some bad news over the phone. So the family of the person who was killed probably don't want to talk on the phone anymore because they received that horrible news that their family member had been killed. Or maybe you were told some other things. Bad news usually involves the death of someone. So yes, indeed, you probably don't want to talk on the phone after something like that happens to you. Now, in addition, the absence of nonverbal cues in a conversation can be daunting. If something is daunting, that kind of means it's scary, it's difficult to deal with, it just makes you feel very uncomfortable, daunting. And yes, lots of times we do expect those nonverbal cues like gestures and eye contact and you know, pauses and emphasis and things like that, which you don't really get so much when you're talking on the phone. You need to actually see the person when you're talking. Those are nonverbal cues.
Yeah, so people are not sure how they're being perceived. If people are being perceived, it means how other people are reacting to them, how they're understanding them. Kind of the feeling that you're getting from somebody is your perception of them. So it's hard to tell if you can't see someone's face, right? We get a lot of our communication from expressions that other people have. If you have a friend who has a very blank look on their face, they don't use a lot of facial expressions, sometimes it's hard to tell what they're thinking. So when you're on the phone, it's the same sort of thing. It's very difficult to know exactly what that person's thinking or how they're feeling towards you because you can't see it. So we aren't always sure how we're being perceived, how other people are viewing us, what their opinion of us is. So furthermore, it says they may be worried about appearing unintelligent or having to deal with awkward silences. Oh, that's uncomfortable. If you're having a conversation and the person, you know, conversing with or talking with suddenly doesn't have anything to say, that's awkward.
Yep, it can be weird, an awkward silence. Gee, what am I supposed to do now? Should I wait for them to say something? Or should I say something to break the silence? So, indeed, you might appear unintelligent. They might think you're dumb or something. These are things that could happen when you're talking on the phone. Although today's technology allows us to communicate in many different ways, there will always be a situation that requires you to make a call. So, yes, indeed, technology allows us to communicate with email and text messages and some ways like that to communicate, which means basically to exchange information. But there's always going to be a time when you actually need to talk on the phone. If you're confirming information or something, or you're calling specifically to ask a store about their hours or something and they just don't have a website or something, you are going to have to call them. Well, the good news is that there are several ways to overcome this aversion to the telephone. You want to overcome this aversion. You want to solve this problem. To overcome means to solve a problem. Aversion just means you really hate something, you dislike it, and you don't want to do it. You're just afraid of that phone, but you can overcome your fear of the telephone.
That's the good news here. So the first step is to figure out what is making you anxious. If you figure something out, you kind of solve a problem. You understand what's causing something. We'll often use figure out when we're talking about our math problems that we have in class. Can you figure out the answer by working through the problem? So that's the first step. You need to solve or understand what's actually making you nervous or anxious. Then take gradual steps. Gradual steps means little by little, not a big step all at once, but little steps over time to address this fear. Address this fear just means to confront it, to tackle it, to deal with it. You don't want to avoid it. You want to address it. If talking to a stranger over the phone causes your palms to sweat, your palms are the inside part of your hand. If you start sweating when you're talking to someone, just start off, you know, with an easy conversation with a friend or family member. Hopefully you're not too nervous to talk to them.
I guess practice on the phone with somebody else that you know and gradually work up to talking to a stranger. And who knows, pretty soon you'll be making crank phone calls to anonymous people.
You better explain crank phone calls.
It's just kind of a joke. You call someone and say, oh, this is the sewage department calling and there's problems with your pipe or something. It can be kind of mean to do that, but you do it for a laugh or something. Crank phone calls. I don't think people will do that anymore with caller ID. But you can also plan out what you'd like to say before you dial. Sort of rehearse your conversation. This is what I need to say when I have this conversation. And if they say this, then I'll say that, etc. You rehearse or plan out what you're going to say. And finally, as with everything else in life, practice makes perfect. Just practice, 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 and you will get better.
Yeah, that's a great piece of advice. Just keep at it. Don't give up. Right now, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to say goodbye.
接着来看到第五个空格的句子写着 Phone anxiety can blank five past negative experiences with phone calls. 为什么这些人会有电话焦虑症呢？可能是怎么样？过往对于讲电话的一些负面的经验。Can 的后面需要一个动词。第五题我们可以选择 J 选项 develop from, 也就是由什么样发展而来。所造成的这样子对电话的焦虑。第五题的标准答案就选择 J, develop from. 第六个空格 In addition, the blank six of nonverbal cues in a conversation can be daunting.在这里提到的呢，这个怎么样 non-verbal cues in a conversation， 也就是说呢，在电话在这样子对话当中没有一些语言的暗示，也就是当我们用电话讲话的时候，其实是缺乏这种非语言的提示，指的当然就是脸部的表情或者是肢体的动作，你是看不到的，而这样的情形可能是非常的 daunting， 也就是有令人气馁的意思。搭配文意，第六题可以选择 B 选项 absence， 就是有缺乏的意思。第七个空格的句子写着 Furthermore, they may be worried about appearing unintelligent or having to deal with blank seven silences. 怕讲电话的人可能会很担心他们听起来好像不太聪明，而且还必须要处理应付怎么样子的一个安静时刻或沉默呢？这些人其实很害怕，有时候会有一些尴尬沉默的状况出现。第七题搭配文意可以选择 D 选项 awkward， 也就是有尴尬的意思。第八个空格 The good news is that there are several ways to blank aid this aversion to the telephone。好消息就是呢，其实是有几个方法可以怎么样来对这个电话的厌恶跟反感。Aversion 有厌恶跟反感，既然是好消息，就是可以克服对电话的反感。第八题搭配文意可以选择 I 选项 overcome。第九个空格 Then take blank nine steps to address this fear. 当然所有要来克服的焦虑一定要循序渐进，选择的是一个 gradual steps. 第九题选择一选项 gradual 就是有渐进式的，慢慢一步一步来，来应付这样子的恐惧。第十个空格 You can also plan out what you'd like to say before you blank ten. 甚至啊，你可以先想想你要说些什么，在你做什么动作之前，在你拨电话打电话之前，先想想要说些什么也是一个好方法。第十题搭配文意可以选择 H 选项的 dial。 OK， 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
Okay, that's it for today. Thank you for joining us. And if you have fear of talking on the phone, hopefully we've given you some good tips to address your fears. And we wish you the best of luck. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Bye.